You are tuned in to WHFR, Dearborn, the only station making waves. You just heard A Mayonnaise Graveyard, not a Miracle Whip. No, straight up, A Mayonnaise Graveyard. Thank you for tuning in this October 22nd to the Motor Live Drive at 5. As we get ready to kick things off with none other than the Landmarks, we're going to take some time to take you back through some more music as we finalize our setup. Coming to you now. Now, this is the date that I was thinking of before, January 25th, 1 month after Christmas, 2007. This from Global Village Party, Robert Burns Day with Terry Bradley and Colin Page. Enjoy the show as we set up for the Landmarks.
This will be different. So,
this is a pre-recorded show.
Okay, are you ready to go? All right, they're all set. Here we are on the station making waves. As they're changing instruments and setting up, I just want to let you know a little bit. Robert Burns was a poet and lyricist. He was the founder of both the Romantic movement and was kind of the inspiration for the foundation of liberalism and socialism as a cultural movement. He was a Mason and belonged to that association, and he was born January 25th, 1759. And he is, as soon as they give me the signal they're ready to go, they're changing instruments here. We had a bagpipe in the first one with drums, and now we're going to have, Colin is going to be on guitar, and Terry is going to be on a bagpipe. And so they're almost ready to get going with the next piece. It's a small pipe. It's a small bagpipe. Okay. Are you ready?
What are we doing?
A couple of other things. Are they? Reg, you want to have them give me a thumbs up when they're ready to go? Okay, they are ready. Here we go with their second song on the station making waves.
It's an old Scottish song called Skyboat Song. And this features the small pipes.
Thank you.
We're here live in the audience with Colin Page and Terry Bradley, who are celebrating Robert Burns Day, which is a kind of a national holiday of Scotland. And as they change up their instrumentation, I just want to remind you, we are the station making waves here at 89.3 on your FM dial. If you have any comments, you can give us a call at 313-845-9676. Extension 1 gets you into the studio, or at the toll-free number 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Are you guys set for your next song?
Well, before we do that, I thought I'd repeat some of the information you may have already shared with our listening audience. A little bit about Robert Burns. Robert Burns is the most famous of Scottish poets. He was born at Alloway, Ayrshire, on January 25th, 1759, a day commemorated annually by Scots all over the world. Born into poverty, Burns sowed the seeds of his untimely death with exhausting labor and inadequate food in his early youth. His amorous appetites were as strong as the vigor of his verse, resulting in memorable love poems. He also spoke for the common man, and his down-to-earth insights have been passed from generation to generation. They have the same enduring verity as the proverbs forged in the hearts of the Scots. Something else I'd like to maybe share is on the very next page of this this small book of Scottish Proverbs is a quotation. And the thing about it, Colin pointed out as we were waiting to go on here at 2 o'clock, was how this little quotation applies today the same as it has over 300 years ago when it was first penned. And that quotation is, man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn. How apropos.
Very yeah. Prophetic.
Yes, it certainly is. It's amazing what hindsight he had with the with what's going on today and how relevant that is. So what is the instruments that you've got? Can you tell us a little about them?
Well, first off, we've got the Great Highland Bagpipe, which is what we opened today's program with. And commonly, the other instrument Colin was playing is commonly known as the pipe band snare drum. Colin, is there anything you'd like to tell them about the pipe band snare? What makes it different from, say, a concert snare or anything else?
The main difference between a pipe band snare is the pitch. The heads are tightened very, very hard. You gotta come closer to this. Okay.
Is this thing on?
The heads are much tighter than most normal drums, which brings up the pitch, and so that it's a much harder surface to play on as well. So that's what makes the big difference between a pipe band snare and any other type of snare drum.
Okay, so you've got something else set up for us?
Well, I thought I'd give a wee song. which one was it? Oh, yes. This one, it's an old Scottish folk song that most people will be familiar with. It's not one of Robbie Burns, unfortunately, but it's an old song called Loch Lomond. Beyond Bonny Banks and beyond Bonny Braes, as the sun shines down on Loch Lomond, it was there that my true love meant spending place and day, by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. On the unshady glen, on the steep, steep side of Ben Lomond, and there in purple hue, the Highland hills of you, where the sun shines down frae the gloamin'. You take the high road, and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland afore ye, for me and my true love will never meet again by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. For the wee birdies sing and the wildflowers spring, in sunshine the waters are gleaming, but a broken heart will see no second spring, and the world does not ken how you're greeting. You take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland before ye, for me and my true love will never meet again by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. Yes, you take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland before ye, and me and my true love will never meet again by the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
All right. Well, thank you for that. That was a solo acoustic set of Colin Page. Do you have anything more for us?
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'm going to feature the small pipes again on jigs. Yeah.
Sure. Or no.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do jigs.
Keel roll.
Oh, let's do the jigs.
Oh. Okay, as they're setting up and filling up the bag, I guess it's are they ready?
We're ready.
All righty, here they go.
Thank you.
You're listening live to on WHFR, the station making waves. Jerry Bradley and Colin Page.
We're making waves already.
Oh, good grief.
This is live, folks, so I'm not sure what they find. It sounded good from here, so.
You've got these different folks walking in and out of the studio. Oh. It's just so distracting. Hey, what the heck? There's a door opening over there. Good grief.
Yeah, so we've got a class going on here right now, and the students are using Studio B, so they don't know protocol, so we've kind of got some activity going on.
Showbiz.
This is live. That's right. Good That's what grief. Makes WHFR so special is the fact that we have this kind of facility and are able to play live music and provide this kind of service to the community. So what do you got in mind next?
We have another little song. It's a little Scottish wedding song called Mari's Wedding.
Okay, and you're going to use the small bagpipes again?
Yes, we're going to use those one more time.
Okay.
Before we throw them out on the kindling.
All right, here we go.
All righty.
Step we gaily, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in row off of Mari's wedding. Step we gaily, on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in row off of Mari's wedding. Over hill, ways up and down, myrtle green and black and brown, past that shilling through the town, sake of Mari. Step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row off of Mari's wedding. Bright as cheeks as Rowan's are, bright as eyes as sunny star, she's the bonny bell by far, that's our darling Mari. So step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and arm in arm and row all for Mari's wedding. Over hillways up and down, myrtle green and bracken brown, past that shilling through the town, all for the sake of Mari. So step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, arm in arm and row all for Mari's wedding.
Alrighty, you're listening to the station making waves, and I think they're finding this as entertaining as the rest of us is. We're enjoying it. We are celebrating Robert Burns, who is a poet from Scotland, and in honor of that, we have two very prestigious Scottish musicians here. They're part of the Windsor Bagpipe Brigade, or what is it called, the Leaf?
No, it's the Windsor Police Pipe Band.
There you go.
There we go, yep.
All right. So are you going out for a dinner of haggis tonight?
I know it's very un-Scottish, but I've never actually tried haggis. I'm more of a porridge man myself. and meat pies.
Yeah, I was reading the recipe for how to make one. I have a cottage over in Leamington, Ontario, and they have a festival there every summer where they have people. They have the bagpipes, and they have they throw a haggis. Mm-hmm. They have this competition, and just the thought of seeing a sheep's stomach filled with beef liver and oatmeal and kidneys and and heart organ meats.
Of course, what's more heartless about that is, like, about an hour or two before that, you see them herding the sheep.
Oh.
So one minute you see them herding the sheep, and the next thing you know, they're tossing their entrails around. So wouldn't want to be a sheep. No,
wouldn't want to be a Scots.
And haggis is considered a pudding.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My family's English, and we always have plum pudding for Christmas.
Right.
And people are surprised when they come to the house and see that that is actually a bread, not a like a jello pudding like we have here. And
goose?
No. No, the goose and figgy pudding, no. Goose is kind of greasy. So we stick to the traditional turkey. We are somewhat Americanized. But so do you have anything else for us? I stand up so I can see over here.
We had a little Scudder story or poem.
We did, but it's not here, I think.
Somebody's taking a call.
Oh, terrific. can't be anybody
reach out
I know.
And touch someone here.
Yes. Well, we are live, aren't we?
yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
I can't find the address to the haggis.
You didn't bring the book.
I thought it was in that book.
Well...
Some of the things that people probably don't know who Robert Burns is he actually wrote the song Auld Lang Syne that everybody sings on New Year's Eve.
Yes, he did.
What else did he do? Can you enlighten us on some of the things? I know he only lived to be 37 to reach such a infamous status. Is there, I guess that doesn't speak well for
Well, apparently he had a very hard life when he was younger. Working the farms with his brother. His father passed away at a very early age, and so him and his brother took over the farm, and they attribute his early demise because of the strenuous that and the fact that he sired something like 10 or 11 children.
Illegitimately.
How many of them were actually his? Nobody knows, but...
Yeah, I did read that he was quite the fan of whiskey and wild women, so...
Yes, he was a Scottish Don Juan.
Typical Scotsman, I guess. I'm kind of a little disappointed. I can't tell the audience that they are wearing kilts. My one question I had prepared ahead of time was, so what's under there? But you're not wearing any, so...
Well, it's one of those life's major mysteries, you know. Or if you're brave enough to find out for yourself... You go right ahead.
Unfortunately, not today.
No, kilts in 20-degree weather just doesn't go very well.
With what's under there.
No.
Okay, so what do you have lined up next?
Well, I thought I'd tell a little bit about the bagpipe. A lot of it's a very misunderstood instrument, and...
So are the players.
Why? Good grief. It's in the key of B-flat, and it's not a tempered scale. I had the pleasure to perform with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Maestro Stephen Osmond. Last February, we performed Peter Maxwell Davies' An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise. And the big challenge there was to tune to concert pitch, which is A440, the bagpipe being B flat, in the key of B flat, that's A466. And the pipes that the player has resting up on his or her shoulder, they're called drones. And the tenor drones are tuned to low A, one octave below low A, and then the bass drone is the longer drone that's tuned two octaves below low A. It's a constant balancing act. The chanter reed, the chanter is the part of the bagpipe where the melody is played. It's the, I guess the chanter, you could say it's somewhat flute-like. It's a double-bladed reed, something like an oboe or a bassoon, and then the drones have in them single-bladed reeds, something more like a saxophone or a clarinet. And they react to the slightest amount of pressure, and I guess so do the players. that McLean always offers us before a competition is a wee tightener. But, so it's a, like you say, you fill the bag with air, there's a one-way valve, which keeps the air from escaping, and it's all in the elbow. You develop a killer headlock from putting this this bag in the squeeze. I had lots of practice with my my younger brother.
Okay, so you have any, are you going to play for us, or I know you were talking about reading some poetry, but
we I had the address to the haggis lined up, but I don't know where it is.
Okay.
I may
you
have
got
left it
music?
In the other room.
Well.
Okay. Can you play something for us then?
Sure,
absolutely.
We can.
All right. I know they were concerned. Colin was, or Terry was saying that when they fill up the bag and it's blowing, that often you get a breathable sound. and I want to say thanks a lot to Alan Cantino because I think things are sounding really good. So this has really been exciting.
All right.
It's completely different from anything I've done here yet. So I want to thank you guys now and again, take it away.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure. Okay. Let's do it's a little love song. The Wild Mountain Time. Oh, the summer time's coming, and the leaves are gently turning. And the wild mountain thyme blows around the blooming heather. Will he go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together and play the wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will he go?
Very nice.
Will he go, lassie?
There you go.
Scots are so romantic, aren't they? Right. Well, I think the next thing on our agenda was a couple of tunes on the small pipes again and the boron.
Oh, what's a boron?
That is a hooped drum with covered in goat skin. Goes back several centuries. Was originally played with a rib bone or anything they could find to beat on it. And used them as war drums at one time.
Actually, I know that the bagpipe is also used as a military instrument quite frequently. I know when I told our station advisor I was having bagpipers come in, his jaw dropped, and he said, "That's the largest, loudest instrument in the world." So,
yes, they were. They after the Scottish Rebellion was squashed in
1745.
Thank you. The bagpipes were banned in Scotland.
As was the wearing of the kilt and tartan.
As were the tartans, and their weapons were taken away. They were allowed a blade no longer than 4 inches, which, if you see the small knives that they carry in their hose, that signifies going back to that period. They called it the skean dhu. And that was the only weapon they were allowed, and they weren't allowed pipes. And so, but they were innovative enough to come up with ways to keep their traditions going, hence the small pipes. There's another version of the small pipe called the parlor pipe, which is like a bellowed pipe. They called them parlor pipes because if they were playing them in the parlor, they couldn't be heard from the outside of the house. So they kept the piping going that way. And so a lot of that stuff, it took a long time until, and it wasn't until a lot of the Scottish Highlanders were incorporated conscripted into the British regiments later on, that they found a use for the pipes, and they found that they were the perfect instrument for leading the troops on long marches, firing them up and getting them ready to charge in the battle. First World War, they'd stand at the edge of the trenches while they charged out of the trenches, and the Scottish regiments wore their kilts, even though they were part of the British Army. And hence the Germans titled them the Ladies from Hell after the First World War, because they couldn't figure these characters out charging across the field with their kilts flying up over their shoulders.
So they know the answer.
Screaming and yelling.
I guess.
Screaming and yelling with a, you know, with their rifle in one hand and sword in the other. And so that's since that period, the pipes have been world-renowned now and accepted.
I know Alan was just telling us that when you were setting up with the large bagpipes, which you played at the first song, he was outside of our building, and the Studio J is soundproofed inside the building, and mm-hmm. he could hear you outside. So,
well, it's really awkward. I'm sorry. Well, it's awkward playing them with headphones. I've never played bagpipes with headphones, so there's a weird delay.
Oh,
which is different. A couple of things Colin brought up, I'd like to maybe speak on. He brought up that little knife that people who wear the kilt traditionally have tucked away in their hose top. It's called the skean dhu, and in Gaelic that means the black knife. Originally, that little knife that they were allowed, that little 4-inch blade, it would be a concealed weapon. The gentlemen would have it sewn up in the armpit of their jacket, and the ladies would have their
That's Colin warming up his boron, in case you were wondering. And the ladies would have it sewn up in the apron of their skirts. And the reason it's worn in the hose top, it's a sign of Highland hospitality. I wouldn't relinquish my only allowable or allowed weapon, as it were, but I would display it in the hose top to be it a sign to my guest, or my host rather, that as a guest in their house, I don't mean any disrespect. So it's actually a gesture of respect, showing off, you know, the knife from the hose top. Waiting to see her. You get all kinds of traffic.
Oh, we certainly do.
Holy
Cassidy. Doors opening and closing over. I really want to apologize to you for this. It's normally we have bands on live at Live Drive at 5 with our motor show at a little bit later.
Oh yeah.
So this time of day we have classes going on, so people are not quite as used to having Studio J occupied. So are you ready to go now, Colin?
I guess so.
He's got it all oiled and the bag is
She means
filled.
The drum.
Yeah.
Well, it's almost 3 o'clock.
It's, somewhere it's happy hour.
That's right. That's right.
All righty, here we go.
What are we going to do? Keel row?
Yeah, the reels, wasn't it?
Okay.
All right, I think they're ready. Here on the station making waves.
Just different with these headphones on. Usually Colin and I might be like in the pipe band. We're all playing together. Everything's very acoustic. And I've not seen Colin through this plexiglass window here. it's different.
Oh well.
As you can see, we have a lot of fun here at WHFR. These guys are celebrating, yes. Robert Burns Day here, who was born January 25th, 1759, Scotland's famous poet. Do you have something for us to read?
Sure. Here we go. All bite the bitten dog. The bairn speaks in the streets what he heard by the fireside. The collie has the brains of a man and the ways of a woman. Craft must have clothes, but truth goes naked. There's a cure for everything but stark dead. The day has eyes, the night has ears. He that sleeps with dogs must rise with fleas. It's a true dream that is seen waking.
Oh, how profound.
Brilliant.
Okay. We've got a little bit more time for this.
You give us the Sober Men of Plenty?
Yes, that's what I figured that would fit from what
you talked about. Good grief. That
fits in with your poem there. It's a little Scottish song of some philosophical meaning in it somewhere. It's in there. It's a little song called Sober Men of Plenty. And it goes something like this. Sober men of plenty, drunk is barely 20. There are men that over 90 who have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a rambling rover from Orkney down to Dover, or roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's those that pain enjoyment for merciless employment. Their ambition was this employment the minute they left the school, to save and scrimp and ponder. Why most of us do squander, see the world and roam and wander, and are happier as a rule. There's sober men of plenty and drunkard barely 20. There are men that over 90 who have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a rambling rover from Orkney down to Dover, or roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. I roamed throughout the nation, took delight in all creation, enjoyed a wee sensation when the company it was kind. Parting is no pleasure, we'll drink another measure to the friends that we are treasured for, we're always on me mind. There's sober men of plenty, drunk at barely 20. There are men that over 90 who have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a rambling rover from Orkney down to Dover, we'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. When you're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, and screaming bollockitis, you're thinking it's time you died. You've been a man of action, or lying there in traction, you'd gain more satisfaction, thinking, Jesus, at least I tried. There's sober men of plenty, and drunkard barely 20. There are men that over 90 who have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a rambling rover, from Orkney down to Dover, or roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's sober men of plenty, and drunkard barely 20. There are men that over 90 who have never yet kissed a girl. Give me a rambling rover, from Orkney down to Dover, we'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. We'll roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Yes, we'll roam the country over, together we'll face the world. There you have it.
I had forgotten some of those lyrics.
Okay.
A little Scottish humor in there.
Well, you're listening to the station Making Waves. We've got a little bit more time here before we have to say goodbye to you. Have you got a couple more things for us?
Absolutely. First off, I'd like to thank you, Margaret, and yes, Roger, and
much.
Alan, as well as the rest of the WHFR family for having us to commemorate Robert Burns' birthday. And we're going to have to make an instrument change. This is where it's going to get a bit loud.
All right.
Tear the roof off the sucker.
All right. That's what we're waiting for.
Yeah, yes. So we're going to finish off with the way we started, with the pipes and snare. And first tune is the well-known Robbie Burns tune, Auld Lang Syne. And then I believe we're going to play Green Hills of Tyrone, is it?
You want to do Battles Over as well?
And,
the two of them?
Yeah, the two of them, I guess. Green right. Hills and Battles Over.
Fine.
That's it. Give us a second.
All right. We got a plan going here. And I just want to remind people that we are having Featured Artist Week here on WHFR 89.3 on your FM dial through this Saturday. The DJ will spotlight one artist or during their show or during an hour of their show. And we like to do this kind of thing every once in a while on the station just to, it lets our DJs get a little bit deeper into a particular artist. I chose Robert Burns and feel really honored that on September 25th it happened to be his birthday. So it just worked out that Terry was able to come down and do this, and I just want to thank them. They are just about ready, I think. They got the bagpipes up and filled. All right, I got a nod. Here you go on the station making waves.
You've been listening to another Motor Live archive. As we've been dealing with some serious technical difficulties, this is why we ask you for your patience. Every year we do Radiothon, we just need the equipment, quite frankly. College radio is not commercial radio. But fortunately, we have the Landmarks joining us, and we're appreciative for their patience. And we're going to go into some music, given the time frame we have. Fellas, can you hear me? Stand by. Now can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, we're the Landmarks. My name is Jack. I play guitar.
I'm Ladra. I sing, play guitar.
My name's EJ. I play the keys.
And without microphones, we have Colin on bass and Martin on drums.
Hoorah. Tell you what, let's kick it straight to the music. Give them what they can get with the time you've got remaining.
Okay, sounds good.
The Landmarks, what are we going to play first?
This is called Phantom Reflection. It's off our new EP we just recorded with Gordon Raphael.
Hoorah.
A little
Okay, we're going to do To Fear the Wild Things next.
From the chains.
Okay.
Folks, we want to thank you for your patience. We especially want to thank the Landmarks. We were talking to their manager, Lee Majors, and he assures us that while there is a show, not a show, but a very special show happening tonight at the Blind Pig in Ann Arbor, they're willing to stay just a little bit longer.
Of course.
Awesome. So awesome. Because we're terribly sorry about the technical difficulties. Who's ever causing these accidents on I-75? Stop it.
Cut it out.
Please stop it. We need the Gothabilly Man. We ever so need the Gothabilly Man. But in the meantime, the Landmarks. Right here, live on WHFR, before they go kick it live in Ann Arbor. Fellas, how you doing?
We're great.
You're definitely good souls. We appreciate you. Tell us about this new EP.
I love the Strokes. We love the Strokes. I wrote the producer, and he decided to come out from Seattle to produce this EP for us. It's four songs and should be out at the end of November. We have a release show at the Old Miami on November 20th, and we're really excited about it. It's a lot of new cool stuff.
And the name of the EP?
We don't have a name yet, to be honest. Still throwing around some ideas, but there'll be a name soon.
All right, well, you got a few weeks left.
Yeah.
Have fun with this, and what was it like getting somebody that you look up to come out and produce you and give you some of his experience?
It was amazing.
Now, who was this?
His name's Gordon Raphael.
All right.
And it's weird to idolize someone in the band they produced and then have to actually come and hang out with them and talk to him.
Well, that says something about what he thinks about you guys.
What was that?
That says something about what he thinks about you. Because you guys have been recording, now you've been around for a couple of years, but you dropped your first EP, what, just last year?
Yeah.
And you've done these drops along the way.